of know-it-all advice columnists.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not-So-Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
They're Monday happy days. They're Wednesday happy days. They're Friday happy days. The weekend comes. My cycle hums. Ready to reach for you. These days are on.
Henry Fonda would have been better as the Fonz.
Slightly different, a little
Norman,
bit more.
You old bird.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit more on Golden Pond.
I love you, Fonzie. Oh, Fonzie, I love you.
That's my Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, it's her.
Exactly. So tell me,
on
is there anything on Golden Pond? Here we are living on Golden Pond.
Norman, you old bird.
Norman, you old bird, I love you.
Shut up. Yeah, no, I love Katharine Hepburn. Really? She was a strong woman. Mm. She wouldn't have stood for any of this hashtag Me Too.
I'm going to
kick you in the balls.
You piece of
exactly. Harvey Weinstein, are you kidding me? I'll strap one on and peg him.
Whoa. I didn't know it was that kind of Katharine.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That's Dirty Katharine.
Dirty Katharine.
I'm Dirty Katharine Hepburn.
Dirty Katharine.
The mother of Guy Ronchi.
The mother of what?
Guy Ronchi.
I'm my son, Guy Ronchi. Ah, that's right. Hey, Guy Ronchi here. My mother's Katharine Hepburn, or as I like to call her, Katharine Herpes. That's right. My mother has herpes. Found of my balls. Found of my balls. Found of my balls. Guy Ronchi.
Brought to you by Campbell's Soup.
You know what? Somebody asked for Guy Ronchi on Twitter.
That was replying to that request from that Twitter follower.
So there you go, buddy. We got Guy Ronchi back for you, right? Right there. That's right. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. You know why? I'm waiting for a reach around. And by that, I mean reach over there and hand me my scotch. Double entendre. Found of my balls. Found of my balls. Found of my balls. Guy Ronchi. That's right, because I'm a sports guy.
Brought to you by Monster Energy Drink.
Well, hey, guys. How's it going? How's everybody doing?
Woo!
Good.
Is it that good?
Doing
really?
Great.
That is forced if I ever heard it.
Got here early, did a Taz show, and I'm ready to do some Chuck show.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we should do this.
Let's talk about the Royal Rumble.
What? No, I don't even know what that is. Okay.
A special time in a wrestler's life.
No idea what you're talking about. What is a Royal Rumble?
Let me tell you something, Chuck.
Oh, let me tell you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's when all the guys get in the ring, throw each other over the top rope, and the last one standing gets a shot at WrestleMania.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. I know nothing about wrestling. Never have.
Okay.
I think we had this conversation on the show before.
Yeah, yeah. No, tune in at 11 p.m. On CBS Sports Radio.
Taz okay. Show at the Taz Show special. Yeah, all right. I'll do that.
Screw you. He doesn't plug my show.
No, I don't mind plugging his show. I don't mind plugging anything. That's right. Plugging Taz. That's right. Because it sounds better than it is. Plugging Taz. Guy Ronchi here with something. Never mind.
Oh boy.
I'm not going to go any further
Strike
with that.
It from the right.
You know why I'm not going to go any further with that? Because Taz seems like a really mean big dude.
He can be.
Yeah, you know, he's like big and scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm small. Even though I'm you know, and when you're black and you can't be scary, you know that's not your thing.
True, cuz that one time you were in that convenience store, you were kind of scary.
Oh, you mean a guy who tried to play like he was going to kill me?
Yeah.
At probably the worst time in my life?
Yes.
Yeah, and I told him, you be doing me a fucking favor. And let me tell you, I've never seen anybody so disappointed in their life because I wasn't scared. I actually, you know, I'm ashamed. Not ashamed. I shouldn't be ashamed. But I wanted to die at that point in my life, to be honest.
I'm glad you didn't, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't.
All these great shows we've done, like over 100.
Now I really want to kill myself. That statement right there put me right back at that point.
Oops.
And that whole thing was over a couple grapes. You know, just a couple grapes.
They were good grapes.
They were the best grapes ever. But for him, they were sour grapes. Cosby laugh.
Drink this.
You're like a teacher in the summertime. No class.
Okay. Well, you know, a couple grapes. The next thing you know, you're on the bananas.
Yeah. Well, for those of I got to tell the story now because you would have to go so far back in our archive to find out.
So they should do it. That's research. Watch the show. Spread it. Okay. Tell everybody.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to do that. I can't give the listenership homework because there's not enough of them yet.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Anyway, long story short, guys, here's what happened. A very dark time in my life. I was a little depressed. I was going through some things. Walked into a place called the Cop Shop in Philly. I don't even know if it's there anymore. Anyway, the guy who owned it was a former cop, which means racist. No, I'm joking.
Ooh,
joking. Joking.
Hashtag okay. Chuck 2.
Lots of hashtag Chuck 2. No, a lot of cops have been in my family, and I'm not. I don't believe that. However, I walk in. There's some grapes. It's like a bodega. Mm. I walk in. I pick a couple grapes up off the thing. You know how you do that? There's like loose grapes sitting on the thing.
No one's going to buy those loose grapes.
Exactly. So I pick them out of the little bin, and I pop two grapes in my mouth.
Two measly stinking grapes.
And the guy says to me, you know, like, eh, what are you doing? Huh? You think, like, you taking free grapes or something like that, right? Anyway, I'm in a pissy mood. I go into my pocket. I pull out two pennies and I put them on the counter and I go, you happy? There's your fucking grapes. And he lost it. I mean, he went ballistic on me. And so I'm looking at him like, you know, screw you, whatever. Anyway, I don't pay for the stuff that I'm about to buy. I put it down on the counter and I'm like, you know, he kicks me out the store, right? And I'm like, F you. And we're back and forth. Then all of a sudden, I see him go under the counter. And he comes out, and he's got a gun.
Sawed off?
I don't think it was a sawed off. That's a little too
much movies?
That's a little too movie-ish. Yeah. No, it was
makes for a better story, Chuck.
It does. It does make
sawed
for a
off, Chuck. Yeah. Sawed off.
Okay, it was a sawed off. Okay. So he pulls out a sawed off, right? And he's got it in my face, right? And I'm looking certain death in the eye, right? And I'm just like, huh, you want to blow that all over my face?
Ew.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do it? Because you'd be doing me a favor. That's right. Blowing in my face. Guy Raji getting shot in the face.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, anyway, I'd say to him, really? Really? You'd be doing me a fucking favor. All right? The guy at that point, I called his bluff. He didn't shoot me. I walk out of the store. He comes out of the store with a baseball bat.
Oh, so now, no, I'm not scared of a shot, but now I'm scared of a bat.
Exactly. So I think what he felt was like maybe that would actually scare me because, you know, him being a cop, if he hit me with a baseball bat, it wouldn't have killed me and he probably would have got off. You know what I mean? And maybe that's what he was thinking.
Yeah, hit himself a couple times.
Yeah. But I looked at him. I was like, if I wasn't afraid of a gun, what the fuck makes you think I'm afraid of that, you pussy? And I walked away. Mind you, I didn't stay around. To let him prove.
Yeah. That did you walk briskly?
When I say walk, I mean I ran.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. So anyway, that's the story of the grapes. Okay.
Sorry.
And scene. So anyway, for those of you who are interested, this is Not So Nice Advice. My name is Chuck Nice, and we are so happy to be with you. I am joined by Seth, the producer.
Fire!
He's just stupid.
Yes.
And Bill the assistant.
Hello.
Better known as Box Office Bill for his uncanny ability to tell you the box office receipts for pretty much any movie that you put in front of him. So what do we do here? For those of you who are uninitiated, we read advice columns and blogs. We read their answers. We tell you why they suck. And then we give you the real answer. And normally that answer sucks too, but hopefully it's entertaining, you know?
It's much more fun.
It's much more fun. And we don't care about the problems of these people. So if you're taking compassion on the people who are writing in, don't. Okay? That's not the point of the show. The point of the show should be for you to listen and come up with your own jokes about these people's pain, because that's what we do here. We laugh at people's pain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's comedy.
comedy is pain. Just look at my life.
Oh, that is painful. Chuck. But you know what's also good? Like, when you read these letters, you realize there's people who have worse lives than you.
I know, and that's why we do this show, because we get to make ourselves feel better at the expense of others.
I don't feel well now, so let's get on with this.
All right, let's get on now. So that's what we do. Should we get into our first letter, guys?
Can we do that?
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. No, it doesn't start that way. Here's how it starts.
Let's get ready to
read. Dear ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to read. Oh, where'd all the black people go?
Oh snap.
Racist Chuck, nice. I am getting racist in my old age.
Hashtag Uncle Tom.
Wait, by the way, before I start this letter, I just got to tell you, you know the hashtag MeToo movement?
I'm familiar with it.
Okay, yeah. So I'm starting another hashtag, and it's called hashtag YouTube. And it's all the inappropriate stuff that you identify with. So for instance, it's like, yeah, I don't think I'm a racist, but I often find myself saying racist things because that's how I really feel. Hashtag YouTube.
Oh, I thought it was like a... for the band.
Yeah, okay. No, because again, it's like I'm feeling a little racist in the name of love.
That was actually pretty funny, Bill.
Wow.
If you could have done a Bono, you would have nailed that bit.
I can't sing.
I got it, you know. That's right. I'm feeling a little racist in the name of love. Okay, I got you. That was pretty good, Bill. I'm going to give it to you, man. I liked it. Yeah, hashtag you too. Start it off now, guys. Dear fellas, I'm a lifelong runner, and after graduating from college this spring, I'm in my first few months in a new city. On my intercollegiate team, running without a shirt, for women it was a sports bra, was the norm, especially in hot weather. And it was not uncommon to see groups of similarly attired young men and women spread throughout our community. Since I arrived in my new community, however, I've gotten the sense that this is not a look that people regularly encounter. And I worry that I'm asking or making them uncomfortable. This morning, I passed a woman with a young girl. I presume she was her daughter. Well, you presume wrong. She was kidnapping that bitch.
I'm joking.
And as I passed him, I heard the little girl, I heard the woman berate the girl, saying, "That grown man was wearing no shirt and no pants. Just look at him." No, as a matter of fact, don't look at him. All right.
Was he running in the nude?
Well, you know,
short, little bikey shorts.
Bike shorts.
The running shorts.
Yeah. Which means the guy most likely is buff. Because if you're wearing regular shorts with no shirt, you could have titties. You know, moobs, which is completely unacceptable. But if you're wearing the bikey shorts with no shirt,
you may be the skinny runner.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, you're a skinny runner guy, which means that
that's not attractive either.
Yeah, well,
no offense.
Yeah. I wonder if there are cultural norms and questions of power and privilege at play here that I'm not familiar with, to which I ought to be more sensitive. This guy is actually worried that he's offending somebody by taking his shirt off.
Fucking runners.
Should I feel an ethical obligation to change my running clothing or to something more modest in order to avoid offending their sensibilities? Or is it acceptable to continue to wear what I wear, which is most comfortable for me, and I wear it based on the weather? All right.
Shut up and keep running.
Okay, the person writes
like running.
That's right. I took my shirt off. Maybe Jenny would like me. Jenny, do you like my nipples?
That chafing, Jenny.
Do you like my nipples, Jenny?
Hey, grab me some more Band-Aids, will you? I got like 8 more nipples to cover up before my run.
His name's Forrest. That's my name, too.
That's my name, too. I'm running for Jenny.
Jenna awareness.
Jenna, hashtag me too, Jenna. Okay. Once you know your neighborhood is full of people, this is the answer. Once you know your neighborhood is full of people who will be offended by your approach to exercise apparel, you certainly have a reason to dress more modestly. If it's not especially inconvenient, you would be commonly considerate of their sensibilities without compromising any important values. How about this? How about they need to take the stick out of their anus?
Mm.
Okay. And maybe put it someplace where it fits. No, I'm sorry. No, how about you take the stick out of your ass? How about that? Instead of, this is what I hate. It's called conformity. What this person just told this guy to do is conform to the micro social norms of his little community.
One of us.
That's one problem here.
He is, the other problem is this guy is, that might be the other problem. I'm sorry, I have the sniffles, I'm sorry. But you know, the dude clearly, you know.
A tool bag.
Listen, I get this from podcasters who deal with bad tweets and stuff. One person, you're going to react and write a letter because one person said something? Who cares?
And listen.
Let the cops pull you, like, say, hey.
It's a runner. They have no self-esteem to begin with.
Oh my God, Bill.
What is wrong with you?
I know Bill, these people. They
Bill just went for the whole entire runner community's jugular. Why don't they have any self-esteem?
It's just because they're always running, and it's like that's the like anytime you're a runner, that's the only thing you ever talk about, ever do. It's always like we gotta run. Yeah, I gotta get my running. We gotta make sure to run. What were you doing today? Oh, I did like 5 miles. Well, Bill. I already did 7. Oh, too bad.
Bill, to be fair, running to them is like movie and box office receipts to you.
It is, yes. And it's a lot healthier and they look a lot better than I do. So, no.
And it's a great way to stay in shape.
Bill's on fire today.
Bill is. What got into Mr. Box Office here? Bob is like working.
No good movies. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. By the way, when you hear us call Bill Bob, that's Box Office Bill.
Word.
Okay, right. So we went from a one-syllable name to a one-syllable nickname. Like, does it make any sense? It makes no sense whatsoever. No.
It's one letter shorter, so it's slightly easier.
That's true.
And two of them are the same letter. Well, again.
I mean, the advice is horrible. Stop. Unless you take a good look at yourself in the mirror.
I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
If you feel like, ask a friend, do I look offensive? Maybe he does
no,
look offensive.
Don't even listen. You don't look offensive. It is common for people.
Is he running by elementary schools with his shirt off and like?
Wait, does he look? Does he look that good? Right? Does he look that good or does he look that horrible?
Right.
That's the problem.
Is he really furry?
Because there's only two things that could get a person. Because let me tell you something. Matthew McConaughey running without his shirt on.
It would not
on,
be a complaint.
Nobody cares.
Except they might cause accidents.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
So it's either the guy is hideous with his shirt off or he's beautiful with his shirt off. When he's beautiful
or
with his shirt off. No, because nondescript, that's when people, that guy with no shirt, all right? But when he's beautiful, then her problem is this. He's making me uncomfortable. Mm. I don't like this moist feeling that I'm having right now. What is this sensation that's happening down below? I don't like it, okay?
It's sticky.
Like, it's sticky and slimy, and I don't like it.
You walk in here with your chiseled jaw, and you, oh, my.
Okay. Anyway, no, seriously, this is what this is. It is the equivalent of men who tell women that they have to cover up because they are a distraction. And I'm like, dude, maybe you ought to get, how about you get your mind in line before you tell a woman to cover up? Because I don't have no problem with her walking around bouncing and behaving. All right. That like doesn't bother me. Okay. And you know, I take one little look. I'm like, oh, that looks wonderful. And then I go on with my day. You know, but you're sitting there because you're a pervert. You're leering at her. And now all of a sudden you can't get any work done. So she's a distraction.
That's Stormy Daniels' new podcast.
Is it?
Yeah. Bouncing and behaving.
That's right. Bouncing and behaving.
Never met her. And never saw her.
Don't know anything about her.
This picture I was photoshopped in. That wasn't me.
That's right. By the way, she wears a merkin that's exactly like my hairstyle. It's wonderful.
SNL dropped the ball, man. They could have went word for word with. I could have read an interview with her. They could have just reenacted it. It would have been hilarious.
Really?
Oh my God, it was so funny.
And what is the interview about? Is it about?
She's like, oh, I went to the bathroom. I came out
right,
and seen the bathroom.
Hold on to that for a second. Let me finish up this letter real quick because I want to hear that. I didn't know that she did an interview. Anyway, here's the deal. You do not change what you're doing.
Okay.
Just change your underwear.
Yeah. If they have a problem with you, that's their problem. Right. As long as you're not doing anything unseemly, it's not a big deal. People who are prudes need to be put in their place. Okay. What's wrong?
Keep going.
Okay. You're having a technical issue?
This is my Pro Tools right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're probably not recording right now, but let's continue to do the show.
We are. I got levels.
Okay, good.
What are you guys doing in there?
Isn't this show professional?
Where's my Pro Tools?
How great is this show? It's so professional. Seth is actually banging on the wall to the control room.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get our show back up and running.
They know we're recording here.
And they're banging back.
Out.
Do you hear them? They're banging back.
Yeah. My Pro Tools is off!
Okay, this is exactly
what... Did his neighbor move in next door?
Seth does with his neighbor.
True. Yeah. I'm not even getting into that.
Anyway, long story short here, this is what I got to say. I live my life like this. Any place where there are no black people... That's where I want to be. Why? Because I know it makes those people uncomfortable. That's why there's no black people there. So I don't care what it is, I'm going there. Dude. So
you really like Short Hills, didn't you?
I love Short Hills. I was walking through the Short Hills Mall with Bill and his dad and his girlfriend, and I got to tell you, I just loved it. Although it did look like the white family was taking the Negro family on an excursion. Look at that. They've adopted some Negroes and taken them shopping. Anyway.
They're all Stepford people. So they have no feelings anyways.
Yeah. So anyway, my point is this. Whatever makes people uncomfortable, sometimes you're doing the right thing by making people uncomfortable. And quite frankly, these people should be uncomfortable because somebody jogging.
It's called running.
To get healthy with their shirt off instead of sweating like a pig and being drenched. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, dude. So you are a, what's the word? Pussy. And, and that woman is a prude who probably needs to go to hell and die. All right. Let's move on with our next letter. But before we do that, please tell me about Stormy Daniels' interview.
Oh, it's one I read. And she just talked about when she hooked up with him. And
yeah, but what were some of the things that happened?
Just funny that she's very matter of fact. And like, you know, I went to the bathroom and he's like, oh, you're beautiful. You remind me of my daughter, Ivanka.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Okay,
it was like right after his son was born.
This is okay. I've always
it was hilarious.
I've always thought he was creepy, but if he actually said that,
I believe that's what she said.
You remind me of my daughter,
something like that. Yeah.
Like I have less problem with you remind me of my Jeep.
My Jeep.
You never heard that song? There's a song where the guy says you remind me of my Jeep. Okay, and that's a love song to a girl. And I was just like, this is the dumbest love song I've ever. But I'm telling you, people loved it. It's like a 20-year-old like stupid R&B song, but. You know, he was like, it was like a country.
If it was Jeep.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would be truck. Mm-hmm. You remind me of my Ford 150. you're a very sturdy woman.
Sturdy woman.
Oh, my God. He said that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you could look up an interview. With, like,
all right. I can't wait to look this up. All right, people. So there you go. Make sure you look up the interview with Trump where he actually admits to wanting to bang his daughter, which is disgusting. Even for God.
Come on.
That's right.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Better than killing her and eating her.
You know what I think?
There's still time.
Yeah. Bill's on fire today.
There's still time. And by the way, not in that order necessarily. Yeah. Oh, God. All right, I think it's time that we actually do move on. Please enjoy this music while we find a new letter to read.
I am assuming we're still recording.
You guys ready?
Oh, we are. Look at that.
Rip. All right, so technical difficulties. We've been running the whole time. Now that you guys know, by the way, people, the entire time we were just talking, we didn't know if we had a show or not, but we're professionals and we don't stop. We're like Puff Daddy and Bad Boy Records. We don't stop. We won't stop.
We ain't. going nowhere. Bad boy for life.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Dear fellas, I am a 63-year-old widow.
The end.
Really? What is really
what is going on with Bill today? I have not been with a man since my husband died 10 years ago.
I thought you said you were 63.
Yeah, it's like 96.
It's like 83.
No, that's just, yeah. Catherine Hepburn had a problem with her voice. That was a disorder that she had that caused her to talk that way. It wasn't her age.
I apologize.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, it wasn't her age. It was, yeah, she had some kind of voice thing. But anyway, I am now dating a 31-year-old man.
What?
63. Now, you know this girl. She is either hot or, we'll get to it. There you go.
Come on.
There you go. I am deeply in love with him. But how deep is he into you? That's what I'm saying there. Okay, this is what happens. When Guy Raunchy comes out, I can't stop doing that. It's like everything becomes a
dual want, and by the people, it's that one
guy
Twitter.
Who got us on Twitter. Okay. Anyway, I am deeply in love with him. He says he's in love with me too, but his family says he doesn't know what love is. Well, clearly he doesn't, because he's in love with a 63-year-old broad.
Hey, come on, she might be hot.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't know what
if
love
she ain't
is.
Dame Judy Dench, then. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
no, Dame Helen Mirren.
Dame Judy Dench is a dude.
Oh, no, Dame Judy Dench is...
That's Dame Edna.
That's Dame Edna. Thank you. That's right.
There's a Dame Dude Dame?
Dame Judy Dench.
I think Judy Dench is a
dude. Is a girl. Is a girl.
No, but I think she...
She's M from...
Yeah, but I think she's a Dame. Like, I think
she's
got
a Dame.
Like,
Dame Judy Dench. Yes, she is.
What a Dame. What a Dame.
Am I crazy for dating a man who's 31? He's everything I've always wanted, and I would consider him the perfect man for me. He claims his problem with dating me, he claims his only problem with dating me is that I will probably pass away in 20 years. Damn. Well, he's looking towards the future very brightly, isn't he?
Or sooner.
And he will
cue the pillow.
And he will be alone and devastated. Did you say cue the pillow? Mercy killing.
It was a mercy killing.
Ah, oh, mercy, mercy me. I'm doing this for us. My concern is I feel I am preventing him from future children and a possible wife his own age. Wait a minute, lady. Are you telling me you can't have kids? he doesn't want kids, but I'm not sure if I'm doing him a disservice. Please tell me what to do. I've never been in this situation before. All right.
Is she writing this with a quill pen on like parchment and like by candlelight in some
damn,
castle
Bill?
Somewhere?
You know,
my beloved, my
suitor. I fear.
Wait
I am...
a minute. It says, "P.S. I am writing this with a quill on parchment, and I am just about out of ink." No. Here's the thing, man. Let me read the person's response.
Oh, please.
If you aren't sure that everything he's telling you is the truth, I suggest you wait a few more innings before swinging for a home run.
First of all, in a few more innings, you'll be dead.
A few more innings.
Baseball?
Right. First of all, and she can't do the seventh inning stretch without breaking a hip.
Ow.
So, here's what I'm saying.
We need a spitball to get in there. I almost got
so
you.
So nasty. You almost made me do a spit take. Okay. Here's the thing, and it's very simple. This is a very simple thing. Lady, you got a 31-year-old dude who's down to bang you. Enjoy your life, because you don't have a lot of it left, okay?
Wow.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. None of us have a lot of life left if you want to think about it. You don't know when you're checking out of here.
Trump's
and that's
America.
The whole point about it. Trump's America. Grab him by the pussy. All right? We're going to build a wall. We're going to build a fence. I'm out of time. Thank you, Mike Pence. The fact is that you found love at 63 years old.
Now that we found love,
what are we gonna do? We're gonna die with it. Brr, boom. That was her falling downstairs in time.
Okay. Was it murder?
And I can't get up.
I said, was it murder?
Murder.
The fact is this.
She tripped over my shoe.
Okay, so the fact is this. You're lucky that you found this dude who, for some strange reason, has a fetish for sextagenarians, all right? And you should enjoy that, all right? Take that 30-year-old penis as much as you can.
He likes to play with nipples without having to raise his arms.
Ooh! Tune in Tokyo.
I think he has a fetish for women that clearly have money.
No, listen. So that now that's the other thing. So here's what you do. All you have to do is make sure that this guy doesn't get any money. That's it.
Mm.
Other than that,
sign this if you love me.
There you go. If you really love me, you sign this. You get nothing. Okay. And if that's the case, then you're good to go. Go ahead and enjoy that. Now, if the case is he is a gold digger, well, gold diggers are gold diggers.
Right. Enjoy it.
Enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you get an ironclad contract of what he can get from you. Life is all about
money.
Options. No, options and trade-offs is life. And sometimes it's transactional. Sometimes life is transactional.
That's cold, man.
No, it's the truth.
All right, it's cold, hard truth.
Listen, men know this all the time. Men have no problem paying for the company of a young woman. And I don't mean prostitution.
Sounds like it. It sure as hell sounds like it, Chuck. Yeah.
No, but, you know, there are guys who, like, you know, going out with a woman.
Oh, the old man with the young girl. The old man with the young girl. Eye candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, sometimes that girl has daddy issues, and that's why she's there. All right?
Uh-huh.
And then most of the time, she has money issues. Yeah. That's what. So guess what? If this guy has money issues, then guess what? Enjoy him for that. If the guy actually has a mommy fetish, enjoy him for that. All right?
Feed me.
Go ahead. Let him feed on them those dusty Similac bags that you got.
Honeysuckle.
Blowing out that powder. That's right.
She's not that old.
I know.
But the age difference is...
The age difference is stupid.
And you worry about him having kids. Like, you can die in 20 years. He still have kids.
Exactly. And let him have kids with somebody else you're with him. That's
right.
Okay. You know what I mean? Who cares?
Who cares? Right.
Like, you know...
He can freeze his sperms if you want.
Here's what it comes down to.
In 20 years, he's going
to
find himself a 31-year-old.
I'm telling you, I have no plans of ever leaving my wife, which, oh, God, when I think about that, it's really weird. It's like, you know, it's kind of like being an alcoholic. You can't think of the long term. You got to do it one day at a time.
Is that how it's going?
Yeah. Well, no, that's how life is, period.
Is
you know, when you're married, this is the only person you can be with.
So what, Chuck?
Let
it go already.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Why should I let it go?
Because you've done enough for three lifetimes.
It doesn't make a difference.
Do you have any video?
I plan on living 9 lives.
Well, you're on your way.
There you go. So anyway, the thing is that you never know how it's going to go with a person, right? So enjoy what you have.
Agree. Like, live in the now.
All right. If my wife, God forbid, if I were to lose her and I'm 60-something years old, you can rest assured, if a 31-year-old girl wants to go out with me,
and you know why she wants
that's
to.
That's right. And guess what?
And you'll be okay with
that. And we're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning you.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, I did this experiment.
He's like Chuck's like my soulmate.
And I'm like, yes. And now, and how much do I owe you for your soul? What's that price of your soul again?
I need his Malonos, Chucky. Chucky, can I get the Malonos?
Exactly.
It's like me and...
Am I saying that right? Manolo, how does this choose? Manola, I forgot.
Manolo Blahniks.
Yeah, those.
Yes, exactly.
I need Manolos, Chuck.
Yeah. I mean, you think Melania really wants to be with Donald? Really?
Is she even a real person?
Thank you very much. I am very real. I am very real. Thank you very much.
I've never seen her facial expression change.
Because I have the Botox. And I wear the fashion.
I am there to look good.
I here to look good. I have the Botox and I have the fashion. And they bought me over in a box.
What did Michelle Obama say? Okay, I'm going to say that too.
Oh, damn.
Yes, anyway. The children are our future.
We both know these children have no future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
I am sick of people not being adult enough to understand that if you're in a transactional relationship, then that's what you are in. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that transactional relationship. Otherwise, you'll sit around. Look at this woman. She's in a great relationship. She's never been happier.
She loves the
guy.
And
she's ruining it.
Right.
She's ruining her best time of her life.
Now you're onto something. That's what we all did, the self-sabotage, right?
That's
my life's too good. Something's got to be wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do.
You got young penis.
Okay, you go get yourself some motor oil, and you
wait. Prestone or Quaker State?
I'm into STP.
That's. I bet you are. You
That's
sick
right.
bastard.
I put a little STP on there and end up with an STD. Anyway,
Ooh, it hurts when I pee.
No, I think this letter is emblematic of a lot of people's problem in life, which is go ahead and be happy. So anyway, that's it. Okay.
Fine.
That's the deal.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
So I think we've cleared this up. I think we've cleared up this problem for this woman. All right. I also think that we're out of show. I am at Chuck Nice Comic everywhere. Make sure you give us 5 stars when you rate this show. And please leave very positive comments. That actually helps the algorithm bump us up in the ratings. Tell everybody you know about the show and retweet it when we tweet it.
I see what you did there, Chuck. I see.
So until next time, I am Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, we got a 63-year-old woman you need to meet.
One man come in the name of love.